So, Hare Krishna, we will now sing a little bit together the holy name. In Chaitanya Shikshamrita, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that for those who have not yet obtained the Nama Ruchi, to sit together in an assembly of Vaishnavas and chant the holy name is extremely efficient. He says, when devotees come together with karatas and medangas and glorify Lord Krishna, the taste for the holy name develops. So this evening session, and also the singings throughout the japa retreat, is a very important part of our practice. It is a very necessary part to obtain Nam Ruchi. This evening we will hear one very, very nice Leela about the glories of the holy name. And I would like to read to you teach all of us to chant one Ashtakam by Rupa Goswami, which we can then chant on an individual basis to glorify the holy name and request his mercy. And so on. Starting from tomorrow evening, we will have different types of sanghas amongst ourselves, where we share our experiences and learn from each other how to improve our practice of chanting. Burijan Prabhu will lead those sessions where he will ask us three he'll ask us a surprise. But today, because we are getting ready for a very important experience, we will just hear a little glorification and mainly chant. The experience which we are getting ready for is tomorrow's first 64 round stay in Vilas Gar, that is in one of the hills of Varshanadam. This first 64 round stay will be for many a preparation. With preparation I mean they will not be required to complete 64 rounds, but they will be requested to add a significant number of extra rounds to their present number of rounds. We will speak a little bit about this when we open the program at Vilas Gar. Also for that reason we will be a little concentrated and brief this evening, and we will end by 8 o'clock. Wasn't Vrindakund ecstatic? I mean, to remember to sit in these trees and to fix our gaze on the Kund. And I guess to just absorb the atmosphere of Braj brings so much out in our spiritual life, and it makes us also happy, a special type of happiness which is called Brajananda, the ananda or happiness of Braj. To sit at the Leela Stan, it's called, the places where the divine Leelas take place, is very important. And Vrindakund, Vrinda Devi sits every morning together with Purnamasi, and they plan the Leela of the divine couple for the day. Then the first meeting of Radha and Krishna takes actually place at Gupta Kund, the Kund behind Vrindakund. There are in Vrindavan three yoga pits, or places where the divine couple meet. The first in the morning is Vrindakund. Krishna at that time gets away from milking the cows and meets Srimati Radharani there. The second is Radhakund, and the third yoga pit is in Vrindavan itself, in the location of the Radha Govinda temple. So we were at a very powerful meeting place of the divine couple today, and it's our hope that some of the mercy or some of the divine atmosphere will resonance in our heart. All good devotees here in Braj who practice the art of Smaranam, that is deep meditation, will meditate every morning about this yoga pit at Guptakund. The minds of many, many great souls are touching the earth where we are, where we were sitting. Because I did not want to talk so much and leave time for the chanting and the singing and the praying, and Purijan's wonderful introduction to the deep mood in which we can relish the thing. I didn't mention it, but when Srimati Radharani goes to Guptakund in the morning, she all of a sudden sees Krishna waiting for her at Guptakund and becomes bewildered. She asks Lalita, I see a monsoon cloud, and before the cloud some white ducks are flying. Then there is a rainbow above. Oh, Lalita, a storm is threatening. I'm afraid to proceed. So then Lalita lends Radharani her shoulder, and Radha leans on the shoulder, and Lalita whispers into the ear of Srimati Radharani, what you think is a black monsoon cloud is the son of Nanda, who is Megha Syam, who has the color of a moon cloud. What you think to be a rainbow is his beautiful peacock feather. And what you think to be a flash from the clouds, that is his lightning colored dhoti. Now go forward and meet your beloved. And this is how the conversation goes. And then Srimati Radharani, leaning on the shoulder of Lalita, proceeds to meet Lord Krishna at Guptakund. So we were in this wonderful atmosphere, and without us noticing, this atmosphere works on our hearts, especially because we try to do the devotional service of Shravanam and Kirtanam there. So now let us have the holy name work further on our hearts.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Krishna, it's
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we will learn to meditate on the form of the Lord. Continue, continue. Srila Prabhupada once said that the devotee can think that in his heart there's a throne, a diamond throne. And on the diamond throne, the beautiful form of the Lord is present. And he said, chanting means actually to chant the holy name and simultaneously meditate about the form of the Lord. I request you, while we sing, to imagine that in your heart there is a lotus, a whitish colored lotus. Now place on this lotus the sun. Become aware of the presence of the sun on the lotus of the heart. The Bhagavatam advises that the sun now changes into the moon. Become aware of the moon and the lotus of your heart. And finally, see on the lotus of the heart fire. This is from the 11th canto where Krishna speaks to Uddhava, the secrets of meditation. Now in the fire, you should now see emerging the beautiful forms of your deities. Maybe Radha Syam Sunda in Vrindavan. Maybe the deities which you feel most attracted in your own locality. And while you continue to sing, try to envision in your mind's eye the beautiful form of the Lord. Chanting is all about a relationship or repairing a broken relationship. It's about a relationship with Krishna. So please, in your mind's eye, chant for Krishna in your heart.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare
In chanting, we are trying to chant completely. We don't are satisfied with a half performance. We want that our whole being is involved, pervaded by the sweet vibration of the holy name. Narada Muni once saw what it means to be pervaded by the vibration of the holy name when he visited Lord Krishna in Dwaraka. In the 10th canto and also the Krishna book, we hear what he saw. He visited 16,108 palaces and saw the Lord engaged in every single palace in a different activity. Somewhere he was riding on precious horses. In another palace he was talking with Uddhava, his counselor. In yet another palace he was engaged in marrying one of his sons. And yet in another palace the Lord talked with Rukmini. There were many palaces which Narada Muni saw, and everywhere he saw his Lord engaged in a different activity, something which the mystical yogis cannot do. They can extend up to 8 or 9 times, but not 16,108 times. And these expanded form of the yogis can also do what the original yogi does. If the original yogi takes a bath, then all the other forms take a bath. Or if he takes a shave, they all shave. Now when Narada Muni came to one palace one day, he saw something which brought feelings of great surprise and amazement to his heart, and which also made him feel that he was not in an appropriate situation, he should better leave. What Narada Muni saw on that one day has a lot to do with our japa retreat. Narada Muni entered the palace of Krishna. It didn't find Krishna at first. Where was Krishna? He searched all over. It was a big palace. And finally he found Lord Krishna lying in his bedroom, fast asleep. Next to him was his dear friend Arjuna, lying on the same bed. We hear in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna remembers lying on the same bed with the Lord. It was this occasion. And what he saw also was that Krishna was holding the feet of Arjuna to his chest. And he saw that Arjuna was holding the feet of Krishna to his chest. So they were lying something like this, having the feet on each other's chest. Narada Muni was surprised. What love, what bond, what sambandha between the Bhagavan and the Bhakta. What made him more surprised was that on the head of Lord Krishna's end, on the end of the bed where Lord Krishna's head was lying, there was Rukmini fanning with a fan some air in the direction of Krishna. And next to Arjuna was his beloved wife Draupadi fanning. Narada Muni said to himself, I'm out of place here. This is too intimate. I have no business here. As he wanted to exit, he was stopped in his tracks. There was one sound. A sound which was difficult to recognize and to define. It was a sound which seemed to come from hundreds of throats. Narada Muni turned one more time around to make out what was that sound. And what he saw was that each of Krishna's paws chanted the name of Arjuna. Arjuna, 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 Arjuna. Very intimate. And he heard that each single pore on the body of Arjuna chanted the name Krishna, Krishna. Please support this Leela by also chanting, because you are only maybe slightly above 100, but there were, how many pores do we have on the body? We need some light for this investigation. I would think it is, we have an academically studied person here. Vraja Leela, what is your estimation? How many pores? No clue? Above a billion? No idea.
So many.
Too many. Too many paws. I believe it must be 1,500,200,036. And all these paws were chanting the name in great delight and the intimacy of loving emotion. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Millions and billions of paws. When Narada Muni saw this intimate scene and this scene of Namananda, the pleasure of chanting the name of the beloved, he knew what is the meaning of proper chanting. Hare Krishna. Sipata Sharati Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. I wanted to tell you this story in the light of our Japa retreat. During the Japa retreat, as we were thinking about this morning, we want to learn to pervade our whole being with the holy name. It starts with the tongue, it continues with the mind, and finally we chant with the heart. Bhujyam Prabhu directed us in Vrindakund to take shelter in the mood of Narottam Das Thakur and Rupa Goswamis and read appropriate verses. This was chanting from the heart. Or when we heard how Prabhupada said we could chant while inviting Lord Krishna on a carefully constructed throne within the heart. This was chanting also with the heart. Real chanting really means to allow the chanting to pervade each single part of the body. In different traditions than ours, they learn to chant like this in relationship to the breathing. As you know, breathing is not only filling the lungs, but breathing fills the cells with prana. So by inhaling and exhaling, some yoga mishra bhaktas who are mixed with yoga, learn to chant in and out. Here in Vashana, many devotees learn to chant during the day and the night, Radhe. They do this with the inhaling, the exhaling, Dhe. It becomes automatic after some time, so that during the day and night, they chant this name. The whole idea is that the whole being should chant. Everything should be vibrated with the holy name. In our own tradition, to which we keep for maximum benefit, we are learning to chant with the tongue, mind and heart. And once we have learned this, our chanting is pervading our being and we will become cheerful, blissful Hare Krishnas. Hare Bol. So for now we will just chant one more appropriate evening raga. It takes a lot to find the right one. Oh, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.